so it would be good for cyclists, for people on foot, and for horse riders. It's separated from the road. It's an easy surfaced track, and it runs from Woodingdean down to Falmer. So it will be really good for students attending the university, living up in Woodingdean. It will be good for football fans attending the Amex Stadium. It will be good for accessing parts of the National Park. And the Falmer Road, which this track runs along the side of, is a very busy, fast and furious road. So it's actually quite difficult and dangerous for people on bike. So we're expecting thousands of people to benefit from this linkage. Communities of Woodingdean, Ovingdean, Rottingdean, being able to get round to all of that. It also links with the new cycleways on the A27. So that's quite important, so people will be able to get in further into town to other things, other bits of the National Park in particular. This project's been put together by money won for the National Park from the Department of Transport for Sustainable Transport, by the Brighton and Hove City Council, East Sussex County Council and the National Park have all contributed to the funding for this project.